Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for being here today and thank God for his goodness. Amen. It's a little cold outside. I'm not going to say chilly. It's cold outside, but it's nice inside of here. Amen. Thank the Lord for heat and thank the Lord for winter clothing and all that God has done for us this past week on snow. And thank God we didn't have the ice build up underneath, but we just had the snow. But thank God for his goodness, for traveling mercies for all the saints of God. And for those who found it well to be out today and made it out, we thank God for that and trust that others are on their way. Let us look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer, ushering God into our services today. He's already been here with us, but we are now starting our morning service, and we want the Lord to continue to reign with us in our service today. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for your manifold blessings upon us this day. Thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto us, Lord God. You blessed us, Lord, to rise this morning clothed in our right mind, and you've given us the activity and uses of our limbs. You blessed us with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being, and for this we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the people of God who have made it, who have found it well to be out to the house of the Lord this day. We thank you, Lord God, we didn't allow the cold weather to keep us in, but Father God, those who are able to be out are here, dear Heavenly Father. And for this, we want to say thank you. Thank you for those who may be still on their way and ask a special prayer and blessing upon them as they travel over the highways. We pray likewise that you would remember, Lord God, those who are sick and shut in, Lord God, and unable to get out. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes, Lord God, being in our presence via phone. We thank you, Lord God, for her sweet spirit, dear Heavenly Father. How, Lord God, she checks, Lord God. She just doesn't take it for granted, but Lord God, she prepares, dear Heavenly Father, even on Saturday, Lord, Saturday evening calling to make sure, Lord God, that she can be called to hear the word of God. And for this, we want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for her example as an older saint for us, dear Heavenly Father. To follow the example, Lord God, as she follows you, dear Heavenly Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would remember our dear sister in a special way. We want to thank you this morning, likewise, for Sister Lillian being on, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that she is still under the weather, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, that thou will continue to look down upon her with favor. Thank you for all the progress that she has made, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you have done for our dear sister. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you, Lord God. And we lift her up to you, Lord God, each and every day, dear Heavenly Father, that thou will continue to strengthen her, dear Heavenly Father, that thou will continue to be with her, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, to continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of thee, dear Heavenly Father. Father, likewise, we ask a special prayer on James Allen, Lord God. We understand he assists and helps out Sister Lillian, dear Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember him. Remember his endeavor, Lord God, to get a job, dear Heavenly Father, if it be your will. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless him, Lord God, in every way he stands in need of. Father God, this morning we want to thank you, Lord God, for Sister Carol being out this morning. And thank you, Lord, for her example that she sets for us, dear Heavenly Father, as younger saints in the Lord, dear Father. These saints are in their 90s, dear Heavenly Father, and they're still pressing their way to be here, Lord God, coming over snow highways, dear Heavenly Father, coming across, dear Heavenly Father, cold weather, Lord God, which we know, Lord God, even at my age, dear Father, it is hitting the bones, dear Heavenly Father. But we thank you, Lord God, that these saints, Lord God, have found it well to be in the house of the Lord and ask that you would continue to bless them in every way they stand in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Regina out this morning, Lord God. Thank you for what you've done for this dear sister. Thank you for your hand of mercy and love extended unto her and her family, Lord God. We know it's the desire of her heart, dear Father, to see your daughter saved and her grandchildren and her great-grand. Father God in heaven, we commend them into your hands, Lord God, and ask that you would bless. Remember Sister Regina in a mighty way. Continue to keep her, Lord God, in perfect peace, whose mind you said is stayed on thee. And we know that Sister Regina will give you the praise and the glory and the honor. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Smith being out this morning. Ask your continued blessings upon her. Thank you, Lord God, for granting her traveling mercies, Lord God, even
as she went out there, Heavenly Father, with her clients that she takes care of, dear Father. We just thank you, Lord God. You kept her safe, Lord God. She was saying this morning how the car, dear Father, every time she got in, it just fired right up, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. We don't take that for granted, dear Heavenly Father. We know that many were stranded on highways. Many were stranded even in their own driveways, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God. You have blessed each and every one of us, Lord God, to be able to travel throughout this time, this period of time when this brutal weather, Lord God, has come down upon us, dear Father. But Lord, we're not complaining about it, dear Heavenly Father, because this is the day you've made. And you said, and we are to rejoice and be glad in it, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, if we didn't have cold weather, Lord God, we probably have more germs, dear Heavenly Father, and more bugs to deal with when the summer months come. If we didn't have the rain and the sleet and the snow and things like that, Lord God, we would not have, we would have drought and we wouldn't be able to have food, dear Father. So we just thank you for each season that you have given unto us, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask that you would help us, Lord God, to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you will direct our paths as to how we are to go about our lives, even when the weather is cold, even when it's hot, when it's in the springtime. Even in the fall, we need to be directed by you, dear Heavenly Father. Father God in heaven, we pray this day, dear Heavenly Father, that you would remember our dear brethren that are here this morning. We thank you for Brother Levester, Brother Reggie, and Brother Maurice, Lord God, and Asher. Continue blessings upon our dear brothers, dear Father. Thank you for the trustees, Lord God. Thank you for when we got out this morning, the parking lot was clear, dear Heavenly Father. The snow was pushed back, dear Heavenly Father, and we were able to walk clearly upon it, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. We don't take these things for granted, dear Heavenly Father, but we ask that you would remember our brethren, Lord God. We pray in this precious name of Jesus, Lord God. Likewise, you remember our children who are out today, Lord God. Thank you for them being in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for them this past week. Some of them were out of school several days this week due to the weather, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed our children. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord God. We know that they're of age, dear Heavenly Father. They're of age to know right from wrong, dear Heavenly Father. They're of age to know what is sin and what is not, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we pray that they would listen intently to the word of God, dear Heavenly Father, so that they will know how to live before they die. Father, we pray for the saints that are still on their way and ask for traveling mercies over the highways. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, Sister Webb. We haven't heard from her as of yet, but Lord God, we're trusting, dear Father, that she and family is doing well, dear Heavenly Father, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon her. Pray, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would be with our dear sister, Lord God, and thank you for all that you have done for Sister Webb, Lord God, and her family, Lord God, what you have brought them through in these past 3 years, dear Heavenly Father, what they have gone through, Lord God. You have been there every step of the way, dear Father. You've heard every tear that she's cried. You've had every heartbeat, dear Lord, she's beat concerning, dear Father, her husband, her daughter, herself, dear Father, her grandchildren, and her children, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Father God in heaven, we pray likewise. You remember Sister India, Lord God. We don't see her as of yet, likewise, dear Father. But remember her in Little Infinity, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. We know that Little Infinity's been sick, Lord God, for several weeks, dear Heavenly Father, and with strep throat and various things, dear Heavenly Father. And so we pray, dear Father, for Little Affinity's body, dear Heavenly Father, that you would strengthen her immune system, dear Heavenly Father. Ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would give her what she needs, dear Father, to be able to fight off all these little colds and various things that come upon her as she goes to school, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember our dear sister India, dear Father. Keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, she is a hardworking mother, dear Father, to take care of her child, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord God, we ask your blessings upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to keep her, Lord God, in your tender care, dear Father, this day. Remember her daughter, Innocence, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Ask your blessings upon her likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Sister India's family, dear Father. Her sisters, dear Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, and her brother, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless them too, dear Heavenly Father, as the family connects with one another, dear Father. Ask your blessings upon them, dear Heavenly Father, this very day. Likewise, we don't see Sister Kiva out this morning as of yet, but we're praying, Lord God, that you would bless our dear sister. We thank you for her, Lord God, and what you have done for Sister Kiva, and ask your continued blessings upon her. Remember her apprenticeship, Lord God. Remember her, dear Father, as she, Lord God, is scheduled to, dear Father, to have her job, lose her job, dear Father, in June, Lord God.
But you have already provided a way, Lord God. So we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with her, dear Father. Likewise, we pray for all the requests that have been made, Lord God. From time to time, people are making requests. People have asked us to pray for various things, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that we may not remember them word by word or exactly what they have said. But Lord God, you know, dear Heavenly Father. And so we ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember those requests that have been asked of us, Lord God, the prayers, dear Heavenly Father. And we pray, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, that you would bless according to your will. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember our country, our world, and the condition in which it is in right now. Oh, dear Father, every day, dear Heavenly Father, something is going on, but we thank you, Lord God, that we can have perfect peace because our mind is stayed on thee. We thank you, Lord God, even in the midst of all the turmoil, Lord God, in our Congress and in our government, dear Heavenly Father, we can still have that perfect peace in you, dear Father. Help us, Lord God, to continue, Lord, to keep our hand in your hand, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to keep our mind stayed upon these, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord, not to be soon shaken by the things that we're seeing happening, dear Father, but to continue to run on this race that you have set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Father God in heaven, we pray likewise that you would remember those who are less fortunate than we are, those who may not have a home to go to last night, may not have shelter, Lord God, may not have food, Lord God. We oftentimes, when we think about the homeless, dear Heavenly Father, and we think about those who are less fortunate, we are reminded of our dear brother man, dear Father, reminded of his concern for those, dear Heavenly Father, who are less fortunate. So we pray and we lift them up to you, Lord God, and ask that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that whatever we can do, Lord God, to provide shelter for someone, provide food, Lord God, that we would open up our hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer this morning, dear Heavenly Father, of the families that are in their hours of bereavement, Lord God. We have many, dear Father, here in the house of God, dear Father, who have had family members who have lost, Lord God, and those, Lord God, who are still in the mourning, dear Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless them and be with them, comfort them, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for us. We know, Lord God, that the word of God speaks to us, Lord God, about a day of about death, dear Heavenly Father. The word lets us know that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment, Lord God. Help us to know, Lord God, that all of us are on death row, so to speak, dear Father, and that, Lord God, one day we're going to leave this earth. And that, but, Lord God, the most important thing is to know where we will spend eternity. The most important thing is to know, dear Heavenly Father, that we've made our peace calling and election sure with thee. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember souls, Lord God. We're not going to forget, Lord God. We're still praying for the house across the street where the drugs are being sold. We've seen souls even on last Sunday, Lord God, and going into the home, dear Heavenly Father, walking over there, Lord God, and partying in the middle of the cold weather, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for that soul over there that's selling these drugs to these souls, dear Heavenly Father, and pray for the souls that are going in there, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would shut it down, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that mankind, dear Heavenly Father, as Sister Blake and I was talking downstairs, you said you made us upright. You made us holy. You made us righteous, Lord God. But we've sought out many inventions, and this is one of the inventions man has sought out, dear Father, one that is destroying souls, dear Heavenly Father, one that, Lord God, has taken souls in eternity each and every day, dear Heavenly Father. So we pray for these souls, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus, you speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember those in hospitals, Lord God, and remember those who are in nursing homes, dear Father. We pray for the sick and shut in, dear Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them this day. Father, we pray likewise, dear Heavenly Father, that you would remember those who have called in on the internet, dear Father, who are listening in through the broadcast, Lord God, and pray a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Sister Farishday and family there in Boston, dear Father. Remember Sister Sanders and her family down in Florida, dear Father. Pray, Lord God, that you would be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, Sister Marvinia in New York, dear Heavenly Father, be with her, watch over her, protect her, Lord God, and keep her, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, other saints all over this world, dear Father, our brothers and sisters that are in the mission fields, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we may be here in the comfort of a church, Lord God, and they may be out on a third world country in the mission fields, dear Father, where they may be in a tent, maybe living
Dear Heavenly Father, sleeping on the ground, dear Father. But Lord God, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask, dear Father, that you would be with your people. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Melita and Brother PJ in the media room, Lord God, and how, Lord God, they manage the media, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for it, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the system that you have given us, Lord God, that we are able to reach, dear Father, lives that are in different states and different countries, dear Heavenly Father, with the word of God. And so we ask that, Lord God, that you would continue to bless our media department, bless the equipment, dear Heavenly Father, that's used, dear Heavenly Father. We know sometimes, Lord God, it has gone down, dear Heavenly Father, but we're praying to you, Lord God, that you will work with this, bless this technology, Lord God, that we may be able to reach the lost souls, dear Father, that need to be reached, dear Heavenly Father, that need to know about Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you remember Brother Maurice and Sister Laurentine downstairs, Lord God, as they minister to the children. We thank you, Lord God, even as it's been said for that ministry, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon them, Lord God, as they share with them the word of God, and dear Father, and share with the children about being thankful, dear Father. Thank you for all the things that the saints do for the young people, Lord God, and how they provide for them. Let them see that, dear Heavenly Father. Let them see how much they are loved, dear Heavenly Father, in this congregation. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember our dear Brother Byrene, the superintendent, Lord God, of Sunday school, and ask and continue blessings upon him likewise. Thank you for this dear brother. He's our Wednesday night facilitator, and we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless him. Now, Father God in heaven, we know, Lord God, we have a prayer coming up later on, dear Father, so we just want to thank you this morning for all that you have done. And thank you, Lord God, even in advance for this coming Saturday. I believe it is food pantry, Lord God. So we pray that you would bless and be with Brother Byrene as he prepares for that food pantry service. We want to thank you even for the message this morning, Lord God, that you've given to me, Lord God, that for me to deliver it, Lord God, as the Spirit has given it to me. Now have thine own way, Lord God. Remember Sister Blake, dear Father. Thank you for her, and thank you for all that you've done for her, Lord God. And thank you as she prepares for the finances and all the final meetings and the various things, the budget, dear Father. Ask your blessings upon our dear sister, dear Heavenly Father, and continue to look down upon her with favor. We ask in the name of Jesus, likewise, that you would remember Sister Millicent, Lord God, as she directs the choir, directs the devotional service. Lord, we thank you for this dear sister. Even as Sister Blake said this morning, Lord God, our dear sister is out there early in Sunday morning, Lord God, getting the van. She's coming over here, Lord God, and she's out there, Lord God, when this neighborhood around this church has become a little bit more dangerous, dear Heavenly Father. And she's here, Lord God, getting the church van, dear Heavenly Father, preparing, Lord God, to go and let it warm up, dear Father, so that she can go pick up those that need a ride to the house of God, dear Father. Watch over our dear sister, please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as she's driving on the highways, Lord God, in the snow and the van, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord God, danger seen and unseen, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Sister Millicent, dear Heavenly Father. We want to give her flowers while she can hear them, dear Father, because we appreciate what she's doing, dear Father. Even in the afternoon, Lord God, how she leaves out there, Father, to take them back home, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we pray for our dear sister, Lord God. And not only that, Lord God, she wears other hats here in the church, dear Heavenly Father. She's back helping out with the media. She's downstairs. She's teaching Sunday school. Wherever her hands, dear Father, can help out, Sister Millicent is helping, dear Father. And so we thank you for this dear sister. Ask that you would bless her. Lord, we're not forgetting anyone else. We're just giving our sister her flowers right now because we know, Lord God, that sometimes, Lord God, even years in the past, dear Father, our bus drivers, Lord God, they were sometimes, it looked like they were not even recognized, dear Father, for all the work that they do, dear Father, waiting for people, picking them up, dear Father, early in the morning, in the afternoon, Lord God, when everybody else leaves the house of God, they're still, Lord God, on their way back, trying to tidy up things and put the bus up. We thank you for that, Lord God, and ask your blessings. Blessings be upon our dear sister in a mighty, mighty way. Keep her safe, Lord God, we beg of thee. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you this morning and praise your name, dear Heavenly Father, for all that you have done, and ask that you would continue to bless us and be with us, Lord God, in the services today. And we'll be so careful this day to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. And if we've forgotten to pray about anyone, Lord, there's an upcoming prayer, Lord God. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that they will be remembered in that prayer. Have thine own way, and we'll be so careful to praise your name this day. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to 653. He leadeth me, O blessed God. We want him to lead us in our services, not just today, but always, even throughout the week. We look to him to lead us. Amen.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort from. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me.
One can't lead unless but others will follow.
Amen.
So, amen. I have said the song says, his faithful follower I will be. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God that he shows us the way that we should go. He makes the path for our feet to walk in. I thank God this morning for his goodness. We give him all the glory and praise this morning. We know we're only here because of his mercy.
Amen.
We're only here because of his grace.
Amen. So
thank God for all that he has done for each one of us. We give honor to our pastor this morning, Pastor
Amen.
Jenkins. We thank God for her, how he has touched her. In her study of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Truly he has anointed her to bring his truth to us. Amen. We don't want to walk in error, do we?
No.
We want to walk in the light of God's truth. And so we thank God that he has blessed his servant, Pastor Jenkins, to preach his precious word. Amen. So glad to see everyone here this morning. And glad to each one. And after the prayer started, and we know that, Pastor lifted up Sister Kiva's name in the prayer, and I opened them, and the prayer was finished. I opened my eyes, and there she was. And so we thank God. Thank God for answering prayer already. Amen. Okay, truly it's good to be in the house of God.
Yes, it is.
Our responsive reading is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Amen. First Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Amen. Verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two saith, he shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Leave fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own together? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
Amen. We have to glorify God in our bodies and in our spirits because they're God's. Amen. The Lord created us. He made us. That's only our reasonable service,
amen,
to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. And that also lets us know that there's no, you can't say, well, I'm with him in spirit, but then our body is out doing something else,
mm-hmm,
or pursuing the things of the world. Amen. Body and spirit have to be in agreement.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank the Lord for his goodness and for his precious word. This time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. We realize that there's no one else to go to when we have our needs. There's no one else for us to go to when we have our tribulations. There's no one else to go to when trouble comes rolling into our life somehow. There's no one else to go to but the Lord.
Amen.
So we want to always live so that we can offer a prayer. We can ask God for his blessing. Ask God for help. Ask him to be our protector, or ask him to be our refuge,
amen,
and our strength.
Amen.
And know that he will hear from heaven and that he'll take our case. He'll fight our battles. And so we just thank God for that knowledge,
amen,
that if we abide in Christ Jesus, that we can ask what we will. We have to abide in him, and his word has to abide in us.
Amen.
And he said we can ask what we will. And if we're abiding in him, our will is in his will.
Amen.
We always pray, Lord, if it be your will.
Amen.
And so we're going to ask if there's special requests for prayer, because we can approach his throne of grace with confidence when we know that we have met the conditions that,
amen,
the Lord places on us.
Amen.
So are there special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand? Sister Carol.
I want to thank the Lord for being here today.
Amen.
Across the highway. I talked with my brother on Friday, his birthday. He was Friday.
Amen.
2 years old.
Mm.
the Lord.
I had sent him a monetary gift, but we always do for our birthday. Likewise, I put some pamphlets in there. So he called, and he didn't just say anything about pamphlets. He thanked me, you know. I just want to remember him and his family in prayer.
Amen.
Also remember me. I will be going Tuesday. Sister Blake and I are going to find out what the problem is that I have. So pray for me.
Amen.
I'm in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Carol's request was for her brother. We thank God that he was able to see his 82nd birthday, and we thank God for that. And Sister Carol also sent him tracts and pamphlets about his soul. And so we pray that he'll make as much use of those pamphlets as he does of the money, of the monetary gift. As well, because really they're worth more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so continue to pray for him, pray for the rest of her family, and remember Sister Carol in prayer. She has a doctor's appointment on Tuesday to see what the doctors will say. But we know that God already knows. And so she says she's in God's hands.
Amen.
Whatever the Lord's will is, that's Sister Carol's will. So be it. Whatever the Lord's will is. So remember her much in prayer. Remember me, I'll be going with her. And they're saying something about possible rain or weather. So just pray for traveling mercies for us as well. Sister Smith.
I just want to announce to the congregation as a whole. First of all, I want to say I'm sorry. Holy said, I've been there 6 years, mm-hmm. 8 years, but I felt like 8 years. But I found out on January the 18th in the year, we meet every year that comes. But also I received a nice increase.
Amen, amen.
I'm not complaining, but I thank the Lord that God for watching over me, caring for me, as they travel over the highways and byways and show the truth and how she starts out with my dad.
Amen.
But also with the GI thing, staring on the door, because the ice.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Smith's request, Sister Smith's testimony is that to have the goodness of God, and she just wanted to correct that she'd been with Home Instead for 6 years rather than 8 years, and that she thanks God for blessing her, keeping her safe, going in and out, and on the anniversary of, which is January 18th, was when it becomes the next year, and she got a nice increase, and so she's giving God the glory and thanks for that, and so we thank God, and she said also to remember her unsaved loved ones. She said she prays for them. She prays for them. That they're in the Lord's hands. Amen. Just continue to pray for her unsaved loved ones.
Sister Blake, I ask you to remember, I'm going to thank God for his goodness to us, but I ask for a special prayer for a former coworker of mine who is sick. Also, a friend of mine whose mother is very sick. And there's one other one that I'm forgetting, but just the Lord, you remember them much in prayer.
Amen, amen. Pastor Jenkins made a request. Former coworker is sick, and said the mother of a friend of hers is very sick. And so remember those two individuals and their families much in prayer.
And likewise, my cousin, she's still in the hospital.
Amen, amen. And Sister Jenkins' cousin as well, who's still in the hospital. Amen. Other requests? Amen. Sister Maria made a request for Brother DeAndre, thanking saints for their prayers for Brother DeAndre traveling early in the morning. I mean, many times he's probably out before the salt trucks, traveling early in the morning, and God has blessed him and kept him safe. So we'll continue to lift Brother DeAndre up in prayer. And and Brother DeAndre will be traveling to Georgia one day this week. And so continue to remember him in prayer, that the Lord will bless, be with him. He'll go and then come right back. But we know that it's God's. God, we're praying for traveling mercies for him. Yes. Sister Melita? Amen. Sister Melita's request, first of all, she was giving God glory and praise for giving traveling mercies to her family going to Georgia. And we thank God for that, and thanking God for bringing them back safely. And it's good to see her this morning, and to remember Brother Brandon, who'll be traveling for his job. In fact, she says he's in the air now, going to El Salvador, and if it be the Lord's will, he'll be back on Friday. So continue to remember him in prayer. I believe El Salvador is in Central America. So continue to remember him, and his travels, and when he's on the ground there. We're talking about foreign countries. So continue to remember that the God will protect him. Remember his family, his companion, Sister Chanel, and his children, much in prayer. And Sister Melita said to also remember Sister Ruth in prayer.
Remember Jaslyn, she had some type of headache this morning.
Amen. Sister Millicent said to remember Jaslyn, she had a headache this morning. So remember her in body. Brother Jackson.
Remember William B. He'll be leaving from Seattle sometime tomorrow. Remember him in this traveling mercy.
Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson, Brother Lavester Jackson said to remember his son William, who will be traveling from Seattle, flying from Seattle back here. So we're praying that God will give him traveling mercies to arrive safely. Amen.
Sister Blake, also remember Brother Sammy Mann. He called me this morning. Remember his family much in prayer. Turmoil and the family, and he called and asked that we remember them much in prayer. So I ask that you remember them. Continue to remember me, Lord's will, on this Tuesday evening. I am due in for the sleep study Tuesday night till Wednesday morning. That the Lord would bless. I'm trusting in him that I'm not going to have this machine no more, but God knows. I'm just trusting in him that he would be with me. And continue to remember Hannah, much in prayer. Many of you know, remember Hannah. She is with child. So remember her much in prayer. It has very much hurt my heart, but just ask that you remember her much.
Yes.
Remember her family.
That family. Yes, yes. Amen, amen. Remember Sister Millicent going to the sleep study. Lord will be with her. Her prayer of her heart is that she will not have to use the CPAP machine anymore. So continue to lift her up in prayer. The Lord will bless and grant this request, and also remember Hannah. Remember Hannah.
Amen.
And her entire family, her mother, her grandmother, her brother Nicholas. Remember Hannah. Amen. All general requests. We're all in need. None of us are sufficient of ourselves. We all need the Lord in all ways. And after the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Jackson if you would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's anyone who has a special need, can come and bow at an altar of prayer, knowing the Lord is able to bless.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 628? 628. Under his wing. 628. Under his wing. 628. We'll sing all three verses and then the chorus. We'll sing that chorus through twice.
Under his wing, I am safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him. I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am his child. Under his wings, what a refuge in sorrow. How the heart yearningly turns to his rest. Often when earth has no bone for my healing, there I find comfort and there I am blessed. Under his wings, oh, what precious enjoyment. There will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Shelter protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever. Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely forever.
Amen.
Brother Lavesta, will you remember Sister Holmes, Sister Lillian, and Sister Webb?
Yes.
Not forgetting the request that Sister Millicent made for Brother Sammy Mann and his family.
Okay. Shall we look to the Lord? Father God, we truly thank you, Lord, this day that you've given us, that we can be gathered here together in one accord, glorifying you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us. You allow us to come through a few days to Heavenly Father, that the temperatures have been pretty cold. And Lord, I too think about the homeless and the Heavenly Father, and ask that you will continue to remember each and every one of them. Lord, it's good that we have, dear Heavenly Father, a nice roof over our head, which you have provided for us and allow us to take advantage of the opportunity to go out and work and have a home and a roof. There's mistakes that so many people made, dear Heavenly Father, that they are homeless and poor. And in your word, Lord, you have told us, because she's seen this,
many, many years ago that the homeless that you always have, but me, you will not. So we thank you, Lord, to providing the means that we can pray for them, dear Heavenly Father. And as we have opportunity to go out, and which we've heard testimonies, and a lot of us have experienced and done things, where it be finance or just praying for them, Lord, we just ask that you could continually remember them, dear Heavenly Father. And I know in your word you said even pray that your fight won't be in the winter, dear Heavenly Father, and when it's cold. But this is not just here, Lord, it's all over. And people are not hearkening to your word, dear God, and but we are praying for them. And I want to pray a special prayer for this house across the street, dear Heavenly Father, that you would allow your spirit to just to minister to that facility over there, and all those, dear Heavenly Father, that go in and out of that place over there. And I ask that you remove it, dear Heavenly Father, and from our presence, dear God, that it won't reflect upon what kind of people may ride by and say, what kind of a place is this that they allow that and this to happen in front of them. But Lord, you know it all, so we leave all this into your hands. And Lord, as we focus in on the prayer requests, I want to pray for each and every one, first of all, on the prayer and sick list, dear Heavenly Father. We always have a lot there. Asking, dear Heavenly Father, that you remember the request that was made about Sammy Manns, dear Heavenly Father, and remember him. Often I think about him and some of the others, dear Heavenly Father, and just remember each and every prayer request that and name is on that list. And dear Heavenly Father, as we heard the prayer request here, special prayer request for Sister Melita, dear Heavenly Father, she brought concerning Brandon, dear Heavenly Father, her son is traveling, looking for a job, dear Heavenly Father, interviews. Lord, you already know all about that, and we ask that you remember him, and remember, dear Heavenly Father, the, her family and Joby, her companion, and just the whole family. Remember them, the children, dear God, and you know all about that situation also. Ask that you remember the prayer request that was made by Sister Renee, dear Heavenly Father, concerning, oh Lord, it slipped my mind for a moment, but I know that you would bring, you would bring it back, dear Heavenly Father. But ask that you remember Sister Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, and her household and her new neighbor, and Lord, how she longs to be here in the service, but her day will come, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord, for the years that you allow her to be in the land of the living and not missing services, because she's always concerned and listening on the phone, dear Heavenly Father, and thanking the pastor, Sister Renee, for allowing her to be able to listen on the phone. We ask that your blessings upon her family members, dear Heavenly Father, and remember her new neighbor, Sam. Dear Heavenly Father, I knew him as he was going to school, but his family and stuff, I can't speak for them, but certainly he's in a good place, dear Heavenly Father, and hopefully this light will shine from Sister Holmes and her family as they coming out of the winter and to the spring and to the summer, that folks would be out more, and Lord, we know that she's going to continue to minister unto him, dear Heavenly Father, about the precious word of God and the salvation that she has, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you continue to bless all the homeless and the poor, the widows, the widowers, the widows indeed, the elders and the seniors, all those in nursing facilities that need 24/7 care, dear Heavenly Father, that needs to be provided unto them that can't take care of themselves, dear Heavenly Father, and all those that have special disabilities, dear Heavenly Father, remember them too. I'm going to bring my brother James, dear Heavenly Father. I heard some things about him, and I talked to him, and I told him that he has a heart condition. You already knew all about that, how that he needs forgiveness for himself, and that that he can't go around telling people to shut up and different things like that, and how that he signed a contract with those people that he would be liable for the things that they've done. And what he's done to some people over there in that place that you have allowed him to be in, it's done went all the way up to the top. And Lord, I just ask that you just deal with him, and it can't always be his way, and there's rules and regulations. I don't care how much you pay to be in a place like that. And I understand it's really a nice facility, but it's done reached up to the top. And if it continues, they're going to give him a 30-day notice that he's going to have to leave there. So, Lord, I ask that you remember my brother James, the Heavenly Father, and he just needs his heart worked on. Only you can do that. So my prayer, my fasting, and my even talking to him, it's all about that, dear Heavenly Father. He'll make it right with thee, and that he won't be put out in this cold. Give him understanding that he has no other place to go. Where is he going to go? And that the report, they ask for a reference, and they tell him that he did this and didn't that, that might be against him, that he won't be able to go to a nice place. So help him to have understanding, as his ears be open, that he must hear what the Spirit is saying unto him. Lord, I ask your blessings and blessings to my sister Beverly Carroll. I said, you remember her prayer request that she put forth, and thank you for allowing her son, brother Frank, to have a birthday. Thank you, Lord, that she's here today and how you have blessed her to get around and to unfold, your Heavenly Father, and keeping her safe, your Heavenly Father, and from all these winter elements that are coming across the countryside. And I ask that you remember her sister Regina. She's here today, and thank the Lord for her, dear Heavenly Father. We missed her the time that she couldn't be out. And we just truly thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for her, what you're going to do for her. I ask that you remember her family and household. Didn't hear a request from Brother Byron. He wasn't up here yet and when they took it, but I ask that you remember him and his family. Remember his walk continually with you. Strengthen his brother in everything that he does. Lord, continue to let his light shine throughout his household, your Heavenly Father. Remember all his family. I ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Marietta Smith and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. And she's truly grateful for the increase she received, dear Heavenly Father. And as she's, I know she's well deserved of it, dear Heavenly Father, and probably more. Thank you, Lord, for her and her being here and her car being able to start it each and every time she goes and tries to get in. Remember her and her place that she dwells in, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you remember Sister Millicent's and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, for the young boy that she used to bring her and her sister. Remember his sister also. Lord, I know what I've heard it before, and but Lord, you know all about that, dear Heavenly Father, and his family. I ask that she would continue to be a light to him and his sister, and remember her neighborhood and her dwelling place that she dwells, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Blake, dear Heavenly Father, and Sister Laurenstein that were down taking care of the children, dear Heavenly Father. Matthew and London and Haley and Grant and Olivia, remember them. Remember Sister Kiba, dear Heavenly Father, that came in, dear Heavenly Father, and we heard Wednesday that she had a job that she was, if I can remember correctly, that it was going to be abolished, but she's already got something better or in the makings. Lord, we knew that your hand was involved in that. Your blessings, I can ask that you would continue blessed upon her. Remember Brother Willis, the Heavenly Father. Don't want to ever stop praying for this young man, the things that he's going through, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, when he finally breaks through and realize but he was involved, and he's going to wish that he had done this a lot earlier. And I want to pray for Mr. Dalton also, the Heavenly Father, and you know his condition and all those that come in and hear the word, but you see any change in them at all, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask that you continue to pray for them. We continue to pray for them and ask that you hear our prayers for them, dear God. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Maria's prayer request for Brother DeAndre Goodsey and their family here today, and continue to bless this brother, dear Heavenly Father, as he goes to and fro and on the plains, dear Heavenly Father, and those unruly passengers and different events that he faces every day, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you would guide him and lead him and bring him back home safely to his family. Remember Sister Maria, dear Heavenly Father, she takes care of the children and doing this, giving her a part-time job, dear Heavenly Father. Let's pray that everything will work out, because when you bless, you bless. And Lord, we are looking for the increase, and we're looking for the testimony from them. And remember their children, dear Heavenly Father, as they continue to grow. Children don't stay little forever. And Lord, there's issues of life that family has to go through. And watching them, dear Heavenly Father, I think about my family. And one time she called me and I asked her what that noise was, and I had a chance to hear Liam saying, "Mama, Mama, I thank you for allowing me to hear that, dear God." And remember all that's here today. Remember Brother Reggie there at the door, and Brother Tony came in. Remember him. And remember the officer, dear Heavenly Father's out there on the parking lot. Thank you for Brother Robert Williams coming over and cleaning off the sidewalks and putting salt down, and Mr. Damon pushing us snow, what was left of it, on the grass, so it would be safe for us to gather here today, dear God. And Father God, I just ask that you remember Sister Blake, remember Sister Lillian, and remember James Allen, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them, and Sister Webb, not forgetting her. Sister prayed for her earlier, but Lord, I enjoy her testimonies, dear Heavenly Father. And remember Alfonso, her husband, and her daughter she's been taken care of, and she has a special need person there too. Remember all those that do not know thee in the pardons of their sins, dear God. And I ask that you would continue to bless this house that we gather. Again, I ask that you continue to bless all those on the prayer list. And if any that I have forgotten to pray for, Lord, you already know about them. Any visitors that we may come, dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you remember them. And all those always on the cell phone ministry, and those who are here both far and near that do not know thee, Lord, remember them this day, that they may do what's right before you. Lord, your son has paid it all. We owe him. Dearly we owe him. And Lord, I truly thank you for my salvation. Amen. Continue to strengthen me and guide me, dear Heavenly Father, and I'm going to always give you the praise and the glory and the honor in my life. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Bless God. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Thank God. I'm before you to offer prayer.
Amen.
Before we bring our tithes and offerings in. We thank God for this privilege.
Amen.
We thank God how he has given the increase down through the weeks and months and years. It's been God. It has been God. And so we just thank him. So we're going to offer prayer. This is the third Sunday of the month of January. Special offering for today is for food pantry. We may place that offering in the center plate as we file by. We'll put our tithes and other offerings on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, thanking you, dear God, because you have made provision for us, dear God. Lord, you made provision, Lord, for our souls when you gave Jesus, Lord, to die in our stead, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And Lord, you have provided, Lord, for our physical needs, dear God. And Lord, we thank you, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, you have given food, Lord, and clothing, dear God. Lord, you have allowed us, dear Father, to heat, dear God, the house of God and to heat our homes, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, you have provided, Lord, the water, dear God, that we turn on the faucet and we can get water, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we go to the bathroom. Lord, we can flush the toilet. Lord, if we didn't have water, we couldn't even do that. And so we thank you, Lord, for all that you have provided, Lord. Some maybe only thank you for the big things. Lord, we thank you for all things, dear God. Big, small, and in between, dear God, and how you have blessed us.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear Father. For, Lord, it is with humbleness of heart, cheerfulness of spirit, and with thanksgiving, dear God, that we bring them to thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply these offerings, Lord, as you have in the past, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you, dear Father, for receiving, dear God, and providing, Lord, giving us wisdom, Lord, for what you would have us to do, dear God, with these offerings, Lord, which are yours. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver, and that you would use both to your glory and to your honor in all things. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
There's within my heart a melody, Jesus whispered sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all life go ebb and flow. Jesus, Jesus, sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life with rest, my sin is shrine. Discord fills my heart with pain. Jesus wept across the broken string, seared the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of his grace, rest beneath his sheltering wing. Always looking on his smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall win my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Jesus,
praise
Jesus,
God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Sweetest name I know.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank God for his son.
Amen.
Thank God for our Savior. Amen. Thank God. We've come to the part of the service where we must hear from God through his Spirit. And we want to hear his word through his Spirit. His word is going to be preached in the power of the Spirit, so we must receive it and obey it in the power of the Spirit. And so we thank God for this privilege to hear his precious word. So we're going to ask those who are able to stand, if we may stand and offer prayer for our pastor before she comes before us. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that our hearts, dear God, have heard. Because, Lord, we have been listening with our hearts, dear God, listening to the Spirit. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to continue to listen with our heart's ear, dear God, the word that the Spirit will speak to the church. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing on our pastor. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen her, dear God, in your word. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to give her utterance, dear God, by your Spirit, Lord, of the truth of your word, that we may receive it, Lord, and walk in it, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, you would anoint our hearts, dear God, to receive all of your word, dear God. Lord, and not to compromise, dear God. We had our lesson in Sunday school, dear God, where some that knew better, dear God, and yet they compromised. Help us, Lord, not to compromise on your word, dear God, but to walk uprightly, dear God, in all of the truth of your word, dear God. Lord, without doubt, dear God, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless us, dear God, and Lord, if there are any souls, dear God, who have not surrendered to you, dear Father, Lord, any hearts, dear God, that hear this precious word go forth, yet, Lord, they have not, Lord, surrendered to your precious, precious love. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, that they would turn, dear God, that they would turn, Lord, from serving Satan and self, dear God, and serve you, dear God, in whom is life, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear God. Help us, dear God, as we said, Lord, to feed upon your word, dear God, for we know, Lord, that it will strengthen us, dear God, and show us how we must walk. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Truly want to thank the Lord for being here today, and it's good to see each and everyone that's out. It's good to see, as Sister Blake said, we pray and the folks start walking in. Amen. Brother Jackson prayed, and in comes Mr. Dalton.
Yes.
Amen. Thank the Lord for that. He prayed, and I see Brother PJ's here today too. Thank God. Trust that you have your Bibles. Thank God for you, Sister Blake. And thank God for each and every one that is here. I know it's a little cold outside, but we thank God that we are blessed. Amen. As it's been said, for the heat and all the things that he provides for us each and every day, every day. He said, the Bible says he daily loadeth us with benefits. And I found that to be so. Amen. Every day we're loaded with a benefit from God, and I thank God for that. I trust you have your Bibles, and I ask our young people to sit up and
and open up their Bibles, wake up. I know they're a little sleepy today for some reason, but wake up and get a pen and write down some of these scriptures for the Word of God, because we're seeing even in our times in which we're living right now that our young people are dealing with some things. Our young people need to know about God, because things are happening, and we're looking to the Lord to help them, even in their young lives, to know that there is a God in heaven. You know, they're listening to TikTok and all these different mediums, and our young people are doing things because they're being, you know, coerced into doing them, and they're losing their lives. And so our young people need to know about God. Need to know about standing, having and being a leader in these days and times in which, you know, people are not using wisdom. Amen. In our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 6:15-20. And as we said, I trust you have your Bibles and you can turn there with me. We would like to look at verse 17. I thank God that I know that some of this has been a part of our morning text. We've been speaking about in the mornings. I think we're on part 12 or part 13 of it, but that's just because we don't have all the room in the text. But God showed me some things inside of this to share with the Lord. I know there's some that are not on the morning text. Sister Holmes and Sister Regina and others that do not get it, but we want them to know that they know the Word of God is there for them too. We want them to hear what God has been sharing. So there's so much in the Word of God. And I know that Sister Blake and Brother Byrene and others, Brother Maurice and Brother Jackson, you understand what I'm talking about. And when you're studying, God gives so much, so much. The Spirit of the Lord is showing you various things, and you're trying to get all that God wants you to get. You can only get so much, and you have to come back. Amen? But I thank God for it. Amen. As we said in our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 6:15-20. We'd like to look at verse 17 of that scripture. Amen?
Amen.
Lord bless. Verse 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. As the Lord leads, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, united with Christ Jesus. United with Christ Jesus. You see, being united with Christ includes God's complete salvation plan for mankind's entire being. His plan includes regeneration in our spirit. It includes transformation in our soul and a complete transfiguration of our body, spirit, mind, and soul. Now that we are saved, we are the light of the world, Jesus Christ, let us know. He said there in Matthew, and I know we know these scriptures quite well, saints of God, but he said there in Matthew, that sixth chapter, he let us know that we are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill, the fifth chapter, I should say, in verse 14, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. You see, when we got saved, a change came upon us. And that change means that we have received the divine life of God in our entire being. When God is within us, it will seem that the world will see a different light of us outwardly. As the Holy Spirit has given to us before, salvation is more than us just merely being saved. More than us saying that we know God or saying Jesus' name over and over again. But salvation means that we have been saved, delivered from a wretched life of sin. It is more than coming to an altar and making a confession, but never being truly united with Christ Jesus. Jesus said in John 15:5, I am the vine. And ye are the branches. In 1 Peter 2:4-5, it lets us know that Christ is the foundation and we are the lively stones joined to the foundation.
You see, in our scripture text this afternoon, we see that our salvation joins us unto the Lord. The bodies that we live in now are no longer just physical things, but we are spiritual beings. Yes, all mankind is made up of a spirit. All mankind is made up of a mind and a soul. But those of us who are saved are now members of Christ Jesus. And we are to use our members in connection with our salvation. Being united with Christ means that we are one, that we are in him, and that Christ Jesus is in you and I. Saints of God, what a pleasure it is for us to be one spirit with our Lord and Savior. Many can't say that today, but I thank God that we can be united with him, meaning that we can be joined with him, meaning we are united with Christ Jesus. You see, this spiritual union occurred when we were regenerated. The divine life of God came in us, and you and I became the sons of God. Jesus said in John, the 14th chapter and verse 20, if you turn with me there for a moment, he said these words. He said, at that day, he said, ye shall know that I am in the Father. This is what our Savior is saying to you and I. He said, at that day, you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. See, you can't know that Jesus is in you if you don't know him. He went on to say, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he is it that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. See, when you love Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ is in you, you're going to love him. You're going to keep the commandments of Almighty God. You're not going to try to circumvent and to go around the things of God. Or you're not going to try to look in the Word to see if you can find a loophole or a gray area. But you're going to keep God's commandments as God's commandments are. He said, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. When you love Jesus Christ, you're going to keep his commandments. He went on to say, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Oh, look at how Jesus answered and what he said. He said, if a man love me, praise God, he will keep my word. Do we love Christ this afternoon? And if you say, yes, Sister Renee, I love him, that means you are keeping Christ's word. He said, and my Father will love him, and we will come into him and make our abode with him. Christ is not going to come in the spirit of God, and God is not going to dwell with us if we do not love him. Amen?
Amen.
Also in John 15, verse 4, he says these words to us. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth, meaning he that remaineth in me, and I in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Oh, I found that to be so, amen? Without Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. But let me go back to verse 4. He said, abide in me and I in you. Meaning we got to remain in him and him in us. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. And Christ, we know, is the vine. Because in verse 1, he said, I am the true vine. Oh, letting us know that there must be some false vines out there. So we've got to understand that Christ is the true vine. And he said there in that verse 1, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me, and we are the branches, saints of God, that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. You see, when you get saved, God didn't want us to sit down on do nothing street. God didn't want us to get saved and say, well, now I'm saved and that's all that there needs to be. No, there's work God wants us to do. Because if we don't continue to work at being saved, if we don't continue to read and study God's word and meditate and come to the house of God and fellowship with the brethren and fellowship with God, we are not going to be bearing fruit for Almighty God. What are you saying, Citronette? Because the Bible says you shall know them by their fruits. Amen? And if you're not bearing fruits of righteousness, it means you're bearing fruits of unrighteousness. If we don't know those who labor among us, because if they're never around us, how can we know how you live? Amen? Amen. I mean, you won't know how I live if I didn't come every Sunday. You wouldn't know how I was doing, saints of God, if I didn't come preach the word to you. If I got up on Sunday mornings and had not studied, you would know it wasn't from God. Amen? So it's the same way when it comes to all the saints of God in the house of God, in the family of God. God has a family of God for a reason. We've said it before. We said it on last Lord's Day. As we said, iron sharpens iron. Sister Blake said, and when iron is sharpened, it begins to send off some sparks and some fireworks. You know how it works. Amen? Amen. And so when we come together and we began to read and study God's word, you think about our Wednesday night Bible study. You think about when we're on there. And brother begins out the Bible study period. And brother begins to say things. And people are tuning in and making their comments and saying, because it begins to spark something within you. Someone knows a little bit about over here. Someone knows a scripture over here. Someone is able to get something over here and be able to tie in. It's not that we have our own separate agenda. No, it all ties in. Why? Because every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. See, our cleansing comes through the word. The word will purify us. He said, abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, we can't bear fruit of ourselves. That's why we are joined unto the Lord in one spirit. He said, except it abide in the vine. Praise our God. Praise our God. No more can ye except you abide in me. And that's what he went on in verse 5 to say, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth or remaineth in me and I in him, the same shall bring forth fruit, much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, we are no longer just men and women, but we are men and women with the divine life of God living within us. Amen? Amen. Paul said it this way in Galatians, the 2nd chapter and the 20th verse. You see, people would look at us nowadays and they see us out now that we're saved, they ought to be seeing a difference. Amen? They ought to be able to look at us. I think I remember when when Brother Byrene's wife was here and Brother Byrene had prayed for Sister India, I believe it was. And she said to her, Brother Byrene's wife, Judy, she said, you know, she said, when your husband prays, it just does something with me in me. And I heard my sister-in-law say to him, she said, it does the same to me. See, that's the way people ought to be thinking about us, saints. And this is not lifting us up for glorifying, because we live for Almighty God. People ought to know that we live for God. People ought to see a difference in our life. Sister Carol taught us a song that said, it's different now. Amen. It ought to be different now. They ought not to be looking at you. Oh, remember when you used to be? No, they should be saying, oh, she's totally different now. Oh, she's been living for the Lord. You see, when we live for Almighty God, the word of God tells us when our ways please the Lord, he will make our enemies to be at peace with us. Right. We've got to have a way about us, saints of God, now that the world can see a difference. The world can see that we are totally different. Whether we are on the phone talking to someone or whether we're standing face to face with them, the world needs to see that Jesus Christ, that we are joined unto the Lord in one spirit. You hear people walking around and they've got on these little bands that say, WWW, what would Jesus do? Oh, what did Jesus do? And we've got to follow, because the word of God tells us that we are to walk as he walked. The word of God says that we say, if he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. That's how we ought to be walking. We don't have to wear around bands and all kinds of memorabilia and things hanging around us to let somebody, that want somebody to believe that we are children of God. Just live our lives so that our light is shining. That's what the world needs to see today. This is not because someone has done anything wrong, but the message the Lord wants us to understand from this message is that we are different now. We are joined or united unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that we say we are saved, and if you are united or joined to Jesus Christ, then there's a way we are to live our lives. Praise God. Paul says in Galatians, 2nd chapter, verse 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Is Christ living in you? Amen. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, Paul went on to say, I do not frustrate the grace of God. And I believe saints of God, people today are frustrating the grace of God. Folks are saying they're saved and living like the devil. Folks are pretending and acting like they're saved, but they are frustrating the grace of God. But Paul says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. My, my, my. You see, these scriptures show us that as Christians, you and I have the privilege of enjoying the presence of God, the presence of the Godhead continually in our lives. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit of God. They have taken up residence in you and I. They've taken up residence in our heart as their dwelling place. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. In this scripture reading, it lets us know that they will not come into an unclean temple. Look at what it says in verse 17. It says, if any man defile the temple of God. See, these bodies, as we read in our scripture reading, these bodies are the temple of God. Now that we say we are God, these bodies are the temple of God. He said, which the Holy Ghost, the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, ye have of God, and ye are not your own. We are no longer our own now that we serve God. But look at what he says. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. We're living in a time, especially in the religious world, where mankind doesn't believe they have to live holy. Mankind doesn't believe they have to live a righteous life. Mankind believes that they can continue to live the way they're living. And that's okay because we're under grace. Not so. Not according to the word of God. My Bible tells me, and I believe yours says the same thing. He says there in the first epistle of Peter, he says there in chapter 1, verse 15, but as ye which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That means in all our conduct, everything we do, we are to be holy. He said, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Then in Titus, we're told there, and I know we know this one well, but that's all right, saints of God. It does us well to go back over the word of God to refresh our memory so we won't fall into the snares and pitfalls of Satan. He says there in Titus, the second chapter, in verse 11, he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Oh, look at why he's appeared. He said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live soberly, meaning God wants his people to have a seriousness about them, a serious about our walk with God. Oh, it is very serious, saints of God, because we have the power within us to change a life. We have a power within us to cause somebody to turn away from Almighty God. How many times have you heard people say to you, oh, I saw so-and-so, they claim to be saved, but look at how they're living their life. Oh, look at how they do this and how they do that. They say they are saved. See, that's the power that we have within us to make somebody else turn away from God. So he said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That's where God wants us to live in. Amen?
Amen.
be no need for us when we get to heaven. I'm not saying we aren't going to be holy there, amen? But if you say, well, I'm just waiting till I get to heaven, why would you wait to get to heaven to live a sober life? Why would you wait to get to heaven to live righteously? Because everything in heaven is going to be holy and righteous, amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. What God wants us to do is live before this crooked world in which we live. People need to see a righteous people living for Almighty God. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all. And he didn't leave us in sin. Christ redeemed us from all iniquity and purify unto him a peculiar people. We're not funny. We're just peculiar. We're set apart for God's use. He said, zealous of good works. Amen. Praise our God. Look what he tells us. He said, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. People today don't want to hear the word of God because they're afraid that they're going to have to live right. I don't know how many people you ask about coming. It's just they fight to come. If you love God, you should not have to, no one should have to beg you to come to church. No one has to beg me to be here. Amen. I don't believe I don't have to beg the saints of God to be. If you love God and you want a change in your life, no one should have to beg you, are you coming to church? No, you ought to want to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The saints of God was hoping the parking lot was clear. Amen.
Amen.
The saints of God on Tuesday were hoping there was no snow coming on Tuesday so they could be here. Amen. I believe the snow came on, what, Thursday night going into Friday. And the saints of God were happy about that because we want to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. In the temple of God means we are holy. The Bible says which temple you are. This is why we are to treat our bodies with respect and dignity, knowing as our scripture says this morning, what? In verse 19 of our scripture reading, 1 Corinthians, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own. Now that we say we are of God, we are owned by God. He's a divine owner of this body. Amen?
Amen.
He said, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Oh, saints of God, this is why it's important for us to know what we are saved from and what we are saved to and who we are saved by. Knowing how we are to connected to God will keep us from committing sins. Amen?
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 14, Paul says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. See, Paul wanted the Corinthian saints to experience the presence. He wanted them to experience the power of God's Spirit as they walked in fellowship with God the Father, God the Son, and with other believers. And we ought to want that too, saints of God. We ought to want that experience. You see, having the presence of God within us means the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. We will know how to walk according to God's eternal word. We will know that being joined unto the Lord, we are one spirit. This brings us to this brings to life John 4:24, where it says in there, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Did you notice the word must is there? That means it is important for us, that it is imperative that we worship him in spirit and in truth. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 12, says these words. Praise our God. It says there, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The spirit of the world is what moves mankind further and further away from the things of God. As the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, for the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. You see, the devil is real. He is our soul's arch enemy. He will do anything in his power to bring misery into our lives. But Satan is not sovereign. He is by no means equal to Almighty God. Amen. Satan is a creature and God is the creator. Satan is knowledgeable and crafty, but God is omniscient. It is the devil's business to keep souls from coming to God. He is the one that places obstacles in the way of those who are seeking to come to Jesus. Just as we do not see how the Spirit of God moves, convincing men of sin, we cannot see how the spirit of the devil works, but we see the end results. You see, sin is on the rise right now in our world today. Hatred is so prevalent in our society, so much more than what it was in days ago. When we used to live and when I came along as a child, we didn't see as much hatred as we're seeing today. A total disrespect for the things of God. A total disrespect for God's word. A total disrespect for God's people. I've heard people say, I would never do such and such. I say to the lost this afternoon, as long as you serve the devil, you don't know what he will prompt you to do. Genesis 4, verse 6 says in part, sin lieth at the door, meaning the desire to sin is present within your life every single day. And without the power of the Holy Spirit of God, you cannot master it. You will succumb to what the devil says for you to do. You may think that the devil and his power is a myth, but the Bible lets us know that he is real. We're told in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, these words. He says there, he said, be sober, be vigilant, praise our God. Why? He said, because your adversary. See, the devil is not our friend. He is our adversary. The devil as a roaring lion. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And I know we've said it before, the Holy Spirit has given to us. You know, the devil, a roaring lion, and when you watch those nature shows and various things, and you see how the lion gets and he roars, and everybody in the jungle, they run. Oh, because of that lion, the power of the lion's roar. How the devil is roaring right now. And we see, and it's going on right now in our world, but the Bible tells you and I, as saints of God, to be sober. He tells us to be vigilant, to be watchful. We've got to watch in our walk. We can't allow ourselves to be like in our Sunday school lesson today. We've got to be watchful in everything that we do. We've got to acknowledge God in all our ways. And the Bible says he will direct our path. We know in our Sunday school lesson, for those who may not have read it, and I trust if you haven't read, get a Sunday school lesson or read the book of Joshua, how God had just brought Joshua and them through a situation where Joshua and them could not defeat the army of Ai. And I thank God because Brother Byron brought this up on Wednesday night. Brother brought it up. He wanted to know how did Joshua, and he went back and did some research about how Joshua did not know that the Spirit of the Lord had left him. Well, the Spirit of the Lord had left him because he failed to observe all the ways of Almighty God. He failed to acknowledge God. As the Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And then right after all of that, we come right here to the next situation. And here they come, people coming from afar, and they come in there, and instead of Joshua going to the Lord and seeking out guidance for Almighty God, he made a compromise. He went with these individuals and he turned around and made a league, which is a covenant with them, which was outside of the will of God. Why when it says outside of the will of God? Because back in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, God had told Moses back then, in that 32nd verse, he said, thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their God. Saints of God, that's the same for you and I today. We can't make a covenant with the enemy of Jesus Amen. Christ. He went on to say, they shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their God, it will surely be a snare unto them. You see, we cannot entertain evil associations. What are you saying, Sister Renee? When we entertain evil associations, they can make us sin against Almighty God. Amen. How can they do that, Sister Renee? The Bible says, be not deceived. Evil communication, corrupt good manners. If you hang around with that's evil, you're going to automatically become the same way. Amen. How many know what I'm talking about? This is a problem with our children today. Our children are hanging around those that they ought not to be hanging around. And our children are doing all manner of evil. Back in the day when I was growing up, your parents would say, don't you go around so-and-so. You stay away from so-and-so. They're bad news. But nowadays, everybody, it's okay. Go ahead. You'll be all right. This is just child play. My Bible tells me that they are weaker and wiser today, amen? Right. And we're seeing it on every hand. But saints of God, we can't play around with the devil. The devil is real. We must understand the nature of the enemy. Amen. Jesus said in John, the 8th chapter, he said in verse 44, you of your father, the devil, the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth. See, that's the nature of our of the enemy. He's not truthful. He's not going to tell you the truth. He's not going to let you know if you take a whole bunch of Benadryl that you're going to die. He don't tell you what the consequences of your sins are going to be. He just tells you, go ahead and do it. Just do it. If this is what you want to do, just do it. Don't worry about what others have to say. Went on to say there, because there is no truth in him. Don't think there is truth in the devil.
That's right.
When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Jesus is saying that if you belong to your father, the devil, and your will is to do the devil's desire, your father's desire, the devil has nothing to do with the truth of God's word. Because Jesus said in John, the 6th chapter and 44th verse, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can serve both God and the world. You can't serve God and the devil, amen? He's a deceiver. Look at the lie that he tells man. That God's way is no fun. You're going to miss out on life if you follow after God. He'll let you know my way is the way to life. But he never tells you the consequences of your sins. Jesus, as we said in John 6:44, says, I am the way. And in John 10:10, he said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The devil didn't come to give you more life and more abundantly in him. Amen? The devil has a way of telling folks everyone is doing it. So it must be okay to do it. No, not so. No one will ever know. We're told in Romans, the 12th chapter and 2nd verse, it tells us, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, your mind has to be changed along with your heart. Amen?
That's right.
You can't just change one and not change the other. Amen? Mm-hmm. In Luke 12, verse 2, Jesus says, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. We can go on and on and on about what the lies that the devil will tell someone to keep them from coming to Jesus Christ. But I say to the lost this afternoon, don't allow the devil to keep you from coming to God. Don't allow him to keep you saying no to the wooing of the Holy Spirit of God. Don't get tired of the Holy Spirit convicting you. Don't you build up a wall in your heart and mind that you believe will block out the Spirit's voice or your conviction. Because the Bible says in Genesis 6:3, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Mm-hmm. You see, if you continue to turn your back on the voice of the Holy Spirit, you will begin to silence his convictions. And eventually you cannot hear him convicting you. In the Holy Spirit of God, I heard someone say a long time ago, he's a gentleman, he'll go right on away. Amen? You see, when this happens, you will reach a point in your life where you are unable to respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. You will reach a point in your life where you will not hear the Spirit of God speaking to you, because God's going to turn his Spirit away, amen?
He's not going to force himself to come in. God didn't force any of us to be saved. It's the free will of men. He said, if you believe, over in John, that third chapter, and we all know it quite well. He said there in John 3, these words. He said in verse 17, I'm going to start with verse 16. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You see, you have a right to believe and you have a right not to believe. It's a choice you make. But whatever choice you make, remember the Bible says you reap what you sow. Amen? Praise our God. But I thank God, because the good news is you still can be forgiven of your sins.
Amen.
If you desire to be forgiven, all you have to do is make a confession, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen? Oh, I ask you to look at your life this afternoon. We are sitting here at January the 21st, 2024, already 21 days into a new year. Take a look at your life this afternoon. Do you hear the Holy Spirit calling you? If so, answer him. Jesus in Matthew, the 11th chapter, he said these words in the 28th verse. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor. He said, and are heavy laden. He said, and I will give you rest. See, he's got his arms open out. He said, come, come to me. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Take his word. That's his yoke. He said, and learn of me. See, people are walking around today who claim to be saved and they don't know about God. If you want to know about Jesus, get into the word. Jesus is the word. Amen. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Have you found that rest? Amen. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's the spiritual rest we need. Oh, my, my, my. I thank God for that spiritual rest. Thank God that Jesus Christ is still sitting there on the right-hand side of God. He's interceding for souls. He's interceding for mankind. He's still saying, come unto me. He's ushering that out, come. You see, the one who holds the keys to the kingdom of heaven, he's calling lost souls to come to him. Hear his voice and open your heart's door so that he can come in and have union with you. Those who respond, Jesus Christ guarantees the open door of eternal life and the reward of living with him in heaven. Praise God. He says in John, the 6th chapter, verse 37, he said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. What a promise from the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. That's a promise from the Lord Jesus Christ. A promise to those who are seeking him for salvation. I say to you, don't wait. Come to Jesus while you have the time to serve him. Don't wait. Don't say, well, tomorrow, maybe next week, or maybe in March, maybe after I clean up my life. No, come to Jesus and allow him to clean it up for you. Amen?
Amen.
Come to him. Come to an altar and get down on your knees and cry out, Lord, I want a change to come over my life, because I know I'm not living according to the word of God. I'm going to confess my sins to you. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe you died for my sins. I believe you rose again on the third day, and I stand before you as dust and ashes, and I ask you into my life. That's what you need to do. Come to Jesus Christ. Don't go out there and say, well, Sister Renee, I got to take care of this, and
I got to take care of that. I say to you, God will take care of it. When you give your life to Jesus Christ and you become united with Christ Jesus, oh, Jesus is going to take care of you. I found that to be so. I want you to understand, the Holy Spirit wants you to understand something. Just because you come to Jesus, that doesn't mean the world ceases exists out there. Yes, the world still exists on the outside of the doors of this house of God. But when you're in Jesus, when you have a united front with Jesus Christ, you can say in your prayer, Lord Jesus, I need your help right now. You can ask Jesus, Jesus, can you take care of this situation? Jesus, I need you right now. And he's a right on time God. Amen.
Amen.
I found that to be so.
Amen.
He may not answer the way you want it, but he will answer it right on time, the way it ought to be.
Amen.
Praise God.
Seek ye first.
Amen. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So when you seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, he said, all these things, that means you have access into the kingdom of God. That means you have access into God the Father. That means you can pray to Almighty God and you can lift up your voice unto the hills from whence cometh your help, knowing your help cometh from Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? Say amen to the word, because God is able to bring us through every situation. That's why David could say with assurance in the psalm when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God will supply all your needs. Praise God. The people of God don't have to walk around and wonder, is God going to do? No, my Bible tells me. He tells us in the word of God, you got to ask in faith. You got to ask believing the word of God. When you come before God, don't waver. Don't say, well, Lord, I don't know if you're able to do this. But come to God with assurance that what God has said in the word of God, it's going to come to pass, because our God cannot lie.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, he guarantees everything. Praise our God. And stand on the word of God. I say to you, don't wait. Come. Come to Jesus Christ. Take time to serve him. You know, and then when you start serving him like you serve the devil. Oh, when we was out there in the world, we were doing all manner of things. Oh, praise our God. We were running here and running there. If someone said, come on, let's go, you'd be just as tired as you can be. And you'd get up and say, okay, I'm still going to come. I'm tired of laying down, but let me put my clothes on. I'm on my way. Oh, that ought to be the same way. Oh, come on, come, let's go to church. Okay, let me go put my clothes on. I'm on my way. Amen. You got to serve God the same way. Amen. Don't slack on God. Praise our God. Be tired, but come on to the house of the Lord. God will renew your spirit.
Yes.
Praise our God. We're all tired. Amen. Some are working long hours and going in the middle of the night. I know Brother DeAndre out there in the early morning. Oh, Lord, bless my son-in-law. Out there early morning traveling on those roads. And, you know, he came from Georgia. So he is not used to snow. Amen. He's not used to what you and I are. But, oh, God has brought him through. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God has taken him through. Praise God. We were saying early on, so the Lord seen, I said, she called me, and she said her car started, she was trying to pull up in her driveway, and her car started to twist and wouldn't go up, and she dropped it down in her four-wheel drive, and she said it walked right on up in there. And I said, oh, that's how the Spirit will do. When you can't make it, he'll drop something right in you, and you're able to live for Almighty God.
Praise
Amen?
God.
You're able to go on for the Lord. Praise God. You don't have to spin around. You don't have to waver. You don't have to look around and say, well, it looks like Sister So-and-so is being blessed more than me. No. Thank God that Sister So-and-so got a raise. Thank God and say, Lord, I'm looking for mine too, but I'm gonna thank you for what you did for Sister So-and-so. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, saints, let us deserve all that God has for us this afternoon. Oh, God has a lot for us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. You see, the ultimate result of us being reunited with God and God with us is that we become the same as God is in our life and our nature, but we're not in the Godhead. Praise our God. We're not on the same level as the Godhead. But we thank God that he's in our lives. We can call on him. I thank God I'm able to call on him. Amen. Because of this union, we are to glorify God in our body. We are to glorify God in our soul, in our mind, in our spirit. And the Bible tells us which are his. Amen. You see, our union with the Lord must be so strong that we are one in spirit. This is why we must seek out a deeper relationship with God to live our lives. We've got to draw closer to him, and God will draw closer to you and I. Praise our God. Oh, when we do, we will be walking in the spirit. As I said, I truly thank God for the lesson on Wednesday night. I thank God for Brother Byron clarifying why Joshua did not know that the spirit of God was no longer with him. He lost the battle at Ai. As Brother Byron brought out how Joshua was given a promise from God that he would be with him as he was with Moses. However, this promise was contingent upon Joshua, the Bible says, observing to do all according to all the law which Moses, God's servant, had commanded him. That made me to think closely about what Brother Byron was saying. I began to meditate on that and what God was saying to Joshua and how it applies to our lives today as serving Jesus Christ. Yes, God has made many promises, saints of God, in his word to you and I. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 6, verse 13, that God has confirmed some of them by an oath. Let us understand what this passage of scripture is saying to us. Everything God says is absolutely true. And he has the power to do anything he says that he's going to do. But for the sake of human reassurance, God is saying and swearing by himself that it is impossible that he will break his word of promise to us. What a powerful statement to you and I, saints. Our Heavenly Father is the greatest in this universe. There is no God beside him. He says he knows of none. Amen. That means that there is nothing more valuable. There's nothing more wonderful than God. So God swears by himself to that fact. And in doing so, he says, I mean for you and you and you that say you love me, to have as much confidence in me as it is possible for you to have. Amen? Amen. God is reaching us as high as he can to reach, to reassure our unshakable hope in him. God sees what's going on down here, saints. God sees all the unrest in the land. God sees and all the things that are happening. All remember, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, beholding the evil and the good. God knows exactly what mankind is doing. He knows how his people, what they're struggling with, what they're going through. But God wants us to flee to him for refuge. And he wants us to turn away from the fleeting hopes of this whole world and put all of our hope and trust in him. Amen?
Amen.
That's what God wants. Oh, saints of God, let us get this fact and hide it all away in our hearts, in our minds. That's what God is affirming to us this afternoon, that there is nothing and no one like him. Yes, he is our refuge. Have you found that to be so? Oh, I know we sang that song, I found a refuge. Oh, my, my, my. You think about those words in the song, and I didn't have it, but the Holy Spirit is bringing it to me right now. But when we sing that song that I have found a refuge, our refuge is in Jesus Christ. When you say you have found that refuge, that means that you say that I am in the Lord. Amen? Because listen to what these words say here in this song. He says there, I found a refuge from every sorrow. That's why our late Elder Wilbur used to say to us, make sure we're not singing a lot. Because if you say, I found a refuge from every sorrow, you shouldn't be stumbling around in Jesus then, amen?
Amen?
He went on to say here, joy everlasting and sweet. I see this world with all its sinful follies conquered at my feet. That's what we ought to be seeing, saints. We ought to be, the Bible tells us, be not soon shaken of all the things that are going on. These things are going to happen. Why are they going to happen? Sin is running rampant in our world today. Sin is on every hand. He went on to say, could you offer every earthly treasure, diamonds and pearls of the sea? Then turning from them, I would gladly whisper, Christ
has set me free. Praise God. God can set you free from all that jewelry and stuff in this world. Amen. I know it. He set me free. Amen. Oh, he said he'll beautify the meek with salvation. Amen. You don't have to have the world's cosmetic. You don't have to have the world stuff. God will beautify you with salvation. Amen. He said, far brighter than the shining stars above me, beaming with beauty and grace, adorned in heaven's majesty and splendor, is my resting place. He said, oh, blessed thought, my sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' breast. And while the storms without is madly raging, I have perfect rest. While all this chaos is going on in our land, you and I can still have perfect rest. Why? Because we are united with Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. No matter how gloomy things look, God is saying to you and I am God. I'm reminded of Christ's words at the grave of Lazarus. And you Bible students know it well. And if you don't know it, I ask you to read it in your leisure. It's in John, the 11th chapter. You see, in this passage of scripture, Lazarus, we are told, along with his sisters, Mary and Martha, were loved by Jesus. Jesus was told that Lazarus was sick, but he delayed his coming, the Bible says, for 2 days. Amen? But upon his arrival, he found that Lazarus had died. Mary, in verse 32 of John, the 11th chapter, she said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Christ, the Bible says, he groaned in his spirit. My, and was troubled. He groaned because of their lack of faith. Jesus asked them, where have you laid him? And in verse 35, we read where Jesus wept. My. And when he approached the grave, look at what it says in verse 39. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days. Now see, Christ is telling her what to do, and now she's telling him, well, you know, by now he stinks. You wanted him to be raised, amen? But now you're telling Christ, oh, he kind of stinks. Then he went on to say, Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Saints of God, we can't doubt when we pray and ask God for something. We have some prayers right now that are on the throne of grace. No matter what the enemy throws in, every time we pray and the enemy and something doesn't go that way, we can't doubt and say, well, God is not going to. No, we got to continue on.
Amen.
Continue on to hold our feet to the fire. Continue on praying for Almighty God, to the Almighty God about it. Amen?
Amen.
Then he went on to say, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Saints of God, this lets us know that there are times in the Bible where the Lord God has done things for the sake of the people. Please listen to what the Spirit is saying. Not because the Godhead has lied or did anything wrong, but as Jesus said, he said, because of the people which stand by. You see, people lack the faith that they should have to believe in Jesus. That's why when Peter and them were praying, they put folks out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Saints of God, when we come together on Tuesday morning, and we're here praying, if you aren't in agreement with the prayers or believe, you need to step out. Amen? Because we need all faith-believing saints to come in. We need saints to believe that God is going to move in some souls to save people. Amen? We've got some souls that are in their 80s. We've got on that prayer list. They need to be saved. And we need everybody on one accord. We need to be united and joined with Jesus Christ. Amen? But we don't need anyone in there doubting. Why are you praying for them? Or why are you praying this prayer? No, we need everybody to be in agreement. Amen?
Amen.
Because our God is, do you believe God is able? Amen?
Our God is able. Our God is able. We serve a true God, amen? The only true God.
Amen.
You see, in our natural world today, we've got to give others extra assurance that we are not lying in and of itself in response because of the society in which we are living. You see, dishonesty has become a sport, so to speak. Lying has become a way of life for many. People lie when the truth would serve them better. The Bible is clear that lying is a sin and is displeasing to God. Proverbs 6:16 says, these six things does the Lord hate. And he said, a proud look, a lying tongue. Let's look at some of those things, saints. Turn there for a moment with me. Praise our God. He said in verse 16, these six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Oh, abomination means hateful unto God. He said, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. You see, people in our day and time, people are just lying all over the place. They can't tell the truth, and the next day it comes out, well, and then they say, well, you know, I'm just a flawed human. It's not of God. That's not of God. Amen? I don't care if you stand in a church that's packed full of people. It could be 5,000, 30,000, 60,000 people. God expects us to live a righteous and holy life.
Amen.
God does not expect us to make excuses when we know sin is sin.
Amen.
Sin hasn't changed. The definition for sin has not changed. And therefore, you just because you get up and say something in front of people, I'm just a flawed individual, that does not excuse your sin. Amen?
Amen.
He said, in heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief. Oh, my, what a list here. A false witness. We got all that around us in our world today. Women crying rape when it wasn't rape. It was consensual and all these things. That's in our society today. So I want our young people to wake up so they can hear these things. Amen? He said, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. See, God doesn't need discord among the brethren. He wants us to be on one accord. Amen? He said, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Oh, and then when you go on, he said, bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. Oh, he wanted them to be with him. He said, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. Have you found that to be so? Praise our God. Even in our sleep, the word of God is still talking to us. Amen. Praise our God. He said, if a commandment is a lamp and the law is light and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. And look at what it says it's going to do to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. My. Praise our God. He said, lust not after her beauty in thy heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. Oh, saints of God. Many of them are walking around with them fake eyelids on now. They really have something to move. Amen? He said, for by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. You think about that. Bread is something you put in a toaster, but that's what God said he is brought to. And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. And then he said, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? My. Oh, sin has destructive ways, saints of God. But the Bible, the devil has convinced souls that lying is a way of escape. When one lies, they give place to the devil. The Bible instructs us not to give the devil no ground in our lives. Sad to say that too many believers are giving up too much spiritual ground in their lives to the devil. A lot of it is through ignorance of the scripture. Jesus said in Mark 12, verse 24 and 27, you do err not knowing the scripture because you know not neither the power of God. See, if you don't study God's word, you don't know the power of God. If you don't study God's word, you don't know what the word of God says.
Yeah.
Everyone that's under the sound of my voice is listening in. Don't think that because of our ignorance, God will overlook our wrongs or our sins against his law. Ignorance does not excuse sin. It might mitigate the punishment, but you are still guilty. Amen?
Right.
right.
Turn with me to Leviticus, the fourth chapter. When God gave his law to the Israelites, he included special instructions about sacrifices when a person or the entire nation sinned in ignorance. Verse 13 says, and if the whole congregation of Israel sinned through ignorance and the thing be hid from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord God, the Lord, concerning things which should not be done and are guilty, when the sin which they have sinned against it is known, then the congregation shall offer a young bullock for the sin and bring him before the tabernacle of the congregation. You see, even though it was a sin of ignorance, you still, back under the Old Testament, they still had to offer a sacrifice. Amen? You might be saying, well, Sister Renee, that's the Old Testament. However, Jesus did not come to destroy the law. Jesus did not destroy the law or the prophets. You see, under the New Testament, if we sin, remember what he says in the Word of God. The Bible in James, the fifth chapter, he tells us. He said, if you sin, he said, we are to confess our faults. Amen? He tells us, he said, confess your faults. In verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. You see, we got to make sure if we sin, we got to confess it. We can't just say, well, you know, I'm not going to confess it. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to let it slide. No, because guess what? That's when the devil will come in and the devil will begin to use it against you. You know, and you see, you hear a lot of people, well, they just sweep everything up underneath the rug, but pretty soon there's going to be a lump in the rug. Amen?
That's right.
And you're going to end up tripping over your sin. So let us be careful, saints of God. Praise our God.
Amen.
He did not come to destroy the law, but he fulfilled it. Jesus in Luke 12 restates the principle of the law. He says in verse 47 of Luke 12, turn with me there for a moment. He said, and the servant, my, which knew his Lord's will. Speaking of what Jesus is saying, he said, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did not commit things worthy of stripes. So you might be able to claim ignorance, which might mitigate a little bit of the punishment. He says, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more. You might be beaten with few stripes, but you're still going to be flogged. Amen?
That's right.
There's no excuse. So let us know that the ignorance of God's law is no excuse for sinning against God. If we ignore the will of God by not reading, by not studying, by not meditating upon God's word, we're still liable for it. Amen. I believe I shared with you, I don't know if it was last Lord's Day or the Sunday before, where I was listening in with Sister Lynetta in Zanesville, and she was talking about in her message that she was giving to them. And she said, the reading of the word of God, she said, just because we see, she said, even in the natural, she said, if you see the little small print on the contract and you forget to read that small print, you are still liable for what the small print says. Because we fail to get into the word of God and we fail to read the word of God, fail to assembling ourselves together with the saints of God to learn the word of God, to be present with God, we're still responsible for the word of God. Yeah. We're still responsible for what it says in the word of God and how we are to live our lives. Amen? Yeah. Oh, I believe it. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe it. Brother Byron, you know, he said to us on Wednesday night, we have an obligation to study. To make sure that we are in good standings with God. Let us not forget who we profess we are and what we have in Jesus Christ. You see, sin allows the devil a foothold from which he can attack our lives. And I believe too often believers want to lay emphasis on 1 John 1, verse 9, where it says, if we confess our sins, yes, it does say it in the word of God. But we can't put all the emphasis on these scriptures because there's other scriptures. He says there in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But they like to put emphasis on this
while overlooking 1 John, the second chapter, verse 1 says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Also Romans, the 6th chapter and the 23rd verse, that the ultimate penalty for sin, or the entire chapter of Romans, you can read that in your leisure. And the ultimate penalty earned by one sin is death. You see, it only takes one sin for God to impose the death penalty.
That's right.
Let us not play around with sin. Let us live our lives as close to God as we possibly can. Let us get sin out of our lives. If we say we're saved, if we say we've been delivered, deliverance means you've been delivered from a wretched life of sin. You say you repented. I repented of my sins. I've asked God to forgive me. I've repented. I believe that he has saved me. And if he has saved you, he is able to keep you. Amen? Oh, I found it to be so. God can keep you. He can keep you wherever you might be. He can keep you on whatever job that you have. And there may be a job that you have. There may be sin all around you. They're the only righteous thing on that job. But God can still keep you. Amen? God can keep you right in the midst of all of it, because then pretty soon the enemy, as the Bible says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he will make even his enemies to be at peace with him. God will make your enemies to be at peace. Your enemies will be speaking things about you and saying, well, no, she's a child of God. Oh, no, she doesn't do that. You don't even have to open your mouth. Amen?
Amen.
How many have found that to be so?
Amen.
I believe brother shared a testimony with us. Somebody was saying, well, that's not the Brian I know. He said, well, this is the Brian I know. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Well, when God changes you, God changes you.
Yes.
He doesn't leave you half abate. He doesn't leave you half out there in sin. No, a complete transformation comes over. God has changed all of us. And now that we've been changed, we are united with Christ Jesus. We are united in him and he in us. Amen? But he is not going to dwell in an unclean temple. If we've got all kinds of malice and hatred and all those things bottled up in this, that is not of God. Amen?
Amen.
We've got to get it cleaned out. We got to get it cleaned up. Our world has all of that. We don't want to have the same thing that the world has. Praise our God.
Amen.
Let's remember, now that we are believers, we are joined with Christ as one spirit. Praise our God. 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 12 says, but when ye sin against the brethren, you think about it. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, it was a private matter. No, we are a family of God. Amen. And we just read about Joshua when they were there at Jericho. There was sin in the camp. One man sin and the whole camp suffer. Amen.
That's right.
We are a family of God. Amen. If I'm out committing sin, that's going to affect the family of God. If I'm out doing things that are wrong, that affects the family of God. And I'm using me as an example. And it's not only me, but it is each and every one of us that are claiming to be children of God. God doesn't set one up on a pedestal and say, because you preach the word, you've got to live this way. No, why I preach the word, I have to live according to the word of God. And because you are a saint of God, you too have to live according to the word of God. Amen? God didn't set no separate agenda for each of us. Oh, I know that's what's being taught in the world, but that's not true according to God's word. But he says there in 1 Corinthians 8, verse 12, but when ye sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience. You see, a brethren could be looking on. You don't know where you are when you're someplace and somebody is seeing you. Amen? I can remember not long ago, I was sitting in my car and sitting at the Kroger's parking lot waiting for Brother Tony. And out comes walking Sister Kiva out of the pet store. She didn't see me and I didn't see her. And our cars were lined up. She was a couple of aisles over, but our cars were lined. I just got out the door and just waved. And she said, oh, Pastor Jake. She comes running over there. She didn't see me. See, we don't know who's liable to see us wherever we might be.
Amen.
I've ran into Sister Smith in the store many times in Kroger's. Amen. Oh, and I don't find anything wrong with Sister Smith. Sister Smith ain't seen nothing wrong with me. She didn't see me in there doing anything wrong. Amen?
Right. Amen.
But if we're acting ugly outside of the house of God and a brother see us, we can wound their weak conscience. And look at what it says there. And when you do that, you sin against Christ. Because remember, we are joined with him,
mm-hmm,
with one spirit. Amen? Praise our God.
Amen.
But thank God, yes, we can find forgiveness. But we need to remember that sin does not ever have to happen. God will always make a way of escape. Amen? Praise our God. You see, the first sin in this world involved a lie. It was told to Eve by the serpent in the garden. I say to you, if you don't know the Bible story, get in there and read it. You may say, Sister Renee, there's a lot of reading. Yes, a lot of reading has to occur when you are saved. Amen? You got to get into God's word daily. I find myself in it early in the morning. As Brother Jackson was saying last Lord's Day, to get up early and get in there before all the noise, even in the neighborhood, the streets and the cars running, when you're up and you're able to meditate. Amen? And get into Word of God with God. I find myself up early reading God's Word and understanding it and wanting to know. Little Tatum the other day, you know, he's in reading in school, and he was saying to me, well, Nana, I don't see you. I didn't see you read. You don't read. I said, oh, I get up every morning and I read. I said, every morning I'm up real early reading. I'm reading and studying God's Word. I love the Word of God. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just sharing with you. I love the Word of God, and I know you love it too, because I know the saints are reading and studying it. And some have said to me, well, you know a lot of scripture. I say to them, you have a reference Bible. Get a reference. If you don't have it, get a Thompson Chain. If you need one, let me know. A Thompson Chain reference Bible. All down the side here, you have all kinds of more reading. If you need to get in deeper and find more scripture, you can go over here in this and find more scripture so that you can read about things. Amen? You can read even in Genesis, the third chapter, and I'm looking here in my Bible in the sixth verse. It says on there, allurements of sin. It gives a number. You can go back in the back of the Bible and look up that number, and it'll give you plenty more scriptures for you to read. That's exactly what I do every single morning. Amen? I get into the Word of God. And that's how we have to. That's what we have to do. Because we don't want sin to happen. Because sin did not need to happen if Eve would have obeyed the commandment of God. She trusted what the serpent had to say over what God said. Sin is a transgression of God's law. The Ten Commandments given to Moses says in Exodus 20, verse 16, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And the Bible says in part in Revelation 21, verse 8, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Mm-hmm. Let us be careful to always tell the truth. Colossians 3, verse 9 says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man. See, some of us may have been liars when we were coming along. But he said, lie not, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Also in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, look at what it says there. Turn with me there for a moment. Praise God. Praise our God. He says there in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, in verse 23. I'm going to start with verse 22. He said that ye putting off the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And that's what we used to live in, saints of God. That was our old life. Our old life was corrupt. He went on to say in verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Praise God. He said, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created what? In righteousness and true holiness.
Amen.
Oh, but look at what he says in verse 25. He said, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. He said, for we are members one of another.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that Paul said, for we are members one of another? That lets us know how we are joined. We are united with Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise our God. It speaks of our unity with Christ. It speaks of our unity with one another. It's a privilege for us to be joined unto the Lord Jesus Christ. But look at what Paul went on to say here. He said in here, he said, be ye angry
and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And I know a lot of Christian people hang on this. Well, I can be angry. And the Bible said, and sin not. Oh, but listen to what he said. He said, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And there's another scripture in the word of God that says, anger lieth in the bosom of a fool. So we got to read God's word in its entirety. And we got to remember what the scripture says. Well, one scripture doesn't contradict another. We don't want to use scripture to get away with doing things that are sinful, amen? He said, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good that he may have to give to him that needeth. See, God wants us to work for what we get. He don't want us to steal anything, amen? He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer, unto the hearers, excuse me, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath, saints of God ought not to have bitterness. We ought not to have wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. He said, let it be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind. Oh, my, my, my. One to another. We teach our children that. Be kind. Be nice. You going to school, share. Amen? But then the Bible has to tell us as an adult, we got to be kind. One to another. He said, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. My, my, my. Praise our God. You see, for us to be called sons of God, believers, followers of Christ, Christian, friends of Jesus. We've got to be united with him. Our new life in Christ is what righteous living ought to look like. We are called to live in spirit and in truth with our Christian brother. We're called to walk in holiness all the days of our lives. We're called to live godly in Christ Jesus. Our lives are to be an open and honest book for all to read. People should be able to see Christ Jesus reigning within us. Our lives are not to be hidden behind some hypocritical mask of lies and deceit. We ought not to display some kind of fictitious form of godliness, but one that puts away all falsehood, one that speaks truth. When people see us, they say, well, she's not going to tell a lie. I know she's honest. Amen? We got to speak truth in love. You may say, well, Sister Renee, there are some situations or circumstances where, you try to be nice to people. You don't want to say something to be. If you can't say it, don't say it at all. Amen? Mm-hmm. You don't have to go in there and lie. You got to put away all falsehood. You can't go in and lie to say, well, I'm a lie to make it right. Lies don't make it right. I've never seen where a lie has made anything right. Amen? A lie does not, because once you lie, you got to continue to lie right on down the pathway of lying. So it doesn't make anything right. Got to stop lying. It's not something that people are going to be able to say, well, oops. No, lying doesn't make things right. Just makes people look at you in a bad way. Amen? This is what we're teaching the kids. Amen? Teaching them, you can't lie. You got to tell the truth.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. I know people don't want to say, I know a lot of times people don't want to agree, but hey, that's all right. It's amen. It's the truth anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. We have to have a renewing of our mind. Now that we're united with Christ, our minds have got to be renewed so that our walk in God is clean. Our walk in God, no man can put a finger upon how you live for the Lord. Amen. No man can come in and say, well, I saw you doing so-and-so. I heard you did so-and-so. Or you said so-and-so to so-and-so. No, they can't lay a hand on you. They may go back to your old life. They may go back and say, well, when she lived out there in the world, she did. Yeah, but I no longer live for the devil.
That's right.
I am now a child of God. Each one of us had a past, saints of God, because our Bible tells us so.
We're told in Ephesians, the second chapter, and you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world. All of us walked according to the course of this world. Also, all of us walked according to the spirit of this world. We lived for the devil, and we lived the way the devil wanted us to live. But now we're living for Jesus Christ. He said, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He said, among whom also we all had our conversation. I'm glad it's past tense. Yes. In times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, praise God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, he's quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Praise God. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for the renewing of our mind. Thank God that we can walk in the newness of God. We can walk with Almighty God, knowing that we have given our lives to him. And we are living a righteous and holy life. That's why he says for us to put away falsehood. You see, lying is part of the family of deceit. It's part of the family of being dishonest, a deception. We read that in our Sunday school lesson, how they deceived Joshua and the children of Israel. But God doesn't want his people to be that way. Amen. Oh, God wants us to be honest. You know, the dictionary says deception is the act of causing someone to accept something as true or valid when we know that it is false. And it's the act of deceiving. That's what the dictionary says. And I'm going to leave this scripture with you because time has gotten away from us in the early church. Because I know the Lord was going to have me to bring it back. But in the early church, in Acts the 5th chapter, Ananias and Sapphira lied. You Bible students know it well, and if you don't, I ask you to again read it. These things are for us to read. They're for our learning, so we won't fall into the same problems. In the early church, Ananias and Sapphira lied regarding a donation to make themselves look more generous than they really were. And Peter's rebuke was real stern with them. Look at what it says in verse 3. And Peter said, Ananias, now remember, the Bible tells us in verse 1, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. So here's the deception, okay? He said, but Peter said, Ananias. Now, Peter was just speaking to Ananias at this time. And you notice this is what they do even when the police bring you in. They bring you in two people, a couple. They put one in one room and another in another, and they interrogate them separately. Amen? Yes. Yes. Oh, but Peter said, Ananias. See, there's nothing new under the sun. Amen? No. They didn't invent that. Amen? But he said, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thy own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Oh, Peter was just letting them know it was yours. All you had to do was say how much you sold it for, or how much you were going to give. You didn't have to lie. You see, this is why, saints of God, we don't need to be presumptuous in our conversation. If you're getting ready to get some money or falling into some money or an heir or something or whatever, and God's getting ready to give it to you, and you know you're getting ready to get this big lump sum of something, don't just say, well, I'm going to give so-and-so, and I'm going to give this to the church, and then turn around when it comes, you start looking at it and say, well, I think I'm just going to give this a little bit here. No. First of all, in all thy ways acknowledge God. God will direct how much you need to give. Amen? Amen? You can say, Lord, you know it's coming, so I'm going to wait for you to tell me what I need to give. Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen? That's right. He went on to say, why has that conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. My. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young man arose, wound him up,
and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours, just waiting, giving her a time to sit and to think about it. After when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. See, God didn't play, amen? You lied to the Holy Ghost of God. Peter was representative of God. I know people always ask all the time, what is the unforgivable sin that will keep you out of heaven? And I know what Jesus said in Matthew, that 12th chapter, he let us know that all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven. Amen? But when you lie to the, when you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how do I know I'm blaspheming? Be careful. Peter represented Almighty God. He represented the Spirit of God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. As a pastor of God and as ministers of God and as people of God, we worship God in spirit. And if God sends us something, the Holy Spirit sends us to share something with somebody, don't sin against the Holy Spirit. Be careful. That individual might be representing the Holy Spirit when they come to you. Amen? Don't get up in the house of God and say something that it's not going to be true. You know, we have people come in here all the time. Oh, I'll be back. I'll be back. We haven't seen them. Amen? It's been years, years, and years. Be careful. Because Jesus said in there, he said in that verse, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto man. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come, meaning you're going to be lost. Amen? Oh, praise our God. God has left his word on record for us for a reason. Amen?
Yes.
For us to learn by. We say that we are united with Jesus Christ. Let us live our lives as we are joined to him. God bless you is my prayer. I trust if something was said today that would help you and myself too to think about how we are living our lives, as Brother said on Wednesday night. Because Joshua did not know, and neither did Samson know when the Spirit of the Lord had left them. We don't want the Spirit of the Lord to leave us. Amen?
Amen.
We want to remain united with Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord willing, we'll continue the remainder of the service. Amen? The message. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank God for his precious word, united with Christ Jesus. Amen. And the only way that we can be united with Christ Jesus, it's what he told Nicodemus. He must be born again. Must be born of the water and of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. As Pastor was reading in that second chapter of Ephesians, and she read from that first verse that talked about the condition of all mankind at one time. So you have to be quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. But we don't have to stay dead in trespasses and sins.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Because of that verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy.
Amen.
She read this.
Amen.
For his great love wherewith he loved us.
Amen.
You remember the last several Sundays she preached about the gift of God's love. God, who's rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Remember, our message is united with Christ Jesus. Because it says, by grace ye are saved. And then that verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Where? In Christ Jesus. So if we're going to be united with Christ Jesus, that will help, that will make us to sit together
yes.
in a heavenly place
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
But in order for that to happen, as she said, our walk in God must be clean.
Amen.
That's what she said.
Amen.
We have to put all of our hope and trust in God.
Amen.
And that she told us to examine our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Examine our lives. If we're in Christ Jesus, then we should be able to hear the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If there's one who's not saved, the Holy Spirit, listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart,
yes,
that you may be saved.
Amen.
The pastor said, do you hear the Holy Spirit calling you? And then she said, if so, then answer him and come to Jesus. Don't wait. And she said, allow him to clean you up. Thank the Lord. Because she said, our walk with God has to be clean. It can't be anything else but. And the only way for us to be united with Christ is to be clean. We have to be cleansed from sin and iniquity. So we thank God for this message, to be united with Christ. You see, the Word of God, people talk about buying all these how-to manuals to be able to do this or that, something they don't know how to do, and they'll buy a manual,
mm-hmm,
how to. Sometimes they'll go out online and look at YouTube,
mm-hmm,
how to do this, how to take such and such apart, how to repair, mm-hmm, thus and so and thus and so. And they'll go out and they'll research that, but they won't go into,
mm-hmm,
the Word of God,
mm-hmm,
to see how to be united with Christ Jesus. Amen.
My.
This is our perfect law of liberty.
Amen.
It tells us how to be united with Christ Jesus, and it will never lead us astray. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we stand?
Amen.
In the Evening Light, number 504. We want to be united with Christ Jesus, and we don't want to be in that situation. You know, that when Brother Byron brought on Wednesday night, why didn't Joshua know that the Lord was not with him? We don't want to be in a situation where we think we're united with Christ Jesus and we're not. Amen. We search ourselves by the Word of God.
Amen.
By the Scriptures.
Amen.
Evening Light, number 504, I Surrender All.
Amen.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence day. I surrender
what it takes. Complete surrender.
Amen.
Complete surrender. It says, all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. There's no holding anything back. Not saying, well, I'll give over this part to the Lord, but I can handle this part over here myself. No, no, no. We can't handle anything.
Amen.
That first verse said, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily. And it's in his presence. He sees everything that we are doing. He knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. Praise our God. And if we're living in his presence, then we're living to please him because we want to be united with him. We don't want him to withdraw his presence from us. Because sin will separate. Will separate us from him. We have to be humble at his feet. And forsake all those worldly pleasures that we thought we couldn't live without.
Amen.
But it turns out we can't truly live with them. If we maintain them and hold on to them, we cannot be alive in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So we have to forsake all those things. And it says, take me, Jesus, take me now. And he will only take us if we are willing to give up those old pleasures. That third verse said, make me Savior, holy thine. We can only be meet for the Master's use if we give up all those old things. He will only unite, allow us to unite with him if we give up all those old things. It says, let me feel the Holy Spirit and let us understand that we know that we have the Spirit of God in us when we obey his commandments.
Amen.
And some people will say, oh, well, that's let me feel the Holy Spirit. That's when people fall out, when they're, you know, whatever, overtaken in the Spirit, and they fall out and people are just jabbering and wallowing on the floor. That's not what this is talking
Amen.
About.
Amen.
It's being clean. Our walk is clean and God is clean. We obey the word of God. We allow the Spirit of God to direct us into all truth.
Amen.
And we're obeying that truth.
Amen.
And that's how we can truly know that Christ is ours and we are his.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have to surrender everything. Amen. Not holding on to those old ways. That old man has to be crucified. We have to be a new creature. Amen. 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 Thank God for his precious word. Amen. We have to give our, that fourth verse, we have to give ourselves to him.
Amen.
In order to receive his blessings. And that fifth verse says, now I feel the sacred flame. That's the Holy Spirit burning in us. That's a word of God. That's that fire that we have to live right for God. That live or die, we're the Lord's and not the devil's. And that last verse says, oh, the joy of full salvation. That's being filled with the Spirit of God, being directed by the Spirit of God. And then we can give glory to his name. But it has to be total surrender. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Is there anyone with a need?
Amen.
Is there anyone with a need?
Amen.
This altar is open. You can come and you can get what you need.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. And we will remember the entire congregation.
Amen.
We'll remember the saints because we need to, those things that we have surrendered, we don't ever want to reach back and take any of those old
Amen.
Things back. If we do, we separate ourselves from Christ Jesus. Amen. We become transgressors. Amen. We'll complete the singing.
Oh, to Jesus.
God for his word this day. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the joy of full salvation, Lord. Glory to your name, dear God. Lord, because you gave us Christ Jesus. And Lord, because of your grace, dear God, and your mercy, we can be united with Christ. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for such a Savior who died for our sins. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for Jesus who shed his life's blood that our sins might be covered by his blood. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for such a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word this day. Lord, as your word stirred up our hearts and stirred up our minds to realize what was sacrificed on our behalf and how we must live in order to be worthy, dear God, of this sacrifice. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, Lord, to walk worthy of this vocation wherewith you have called us, dear God. Help us, Lord, not to look back, dear God, but to look forward, dear Father, to press toward the mark for the prize in the high calling of God.
Amen.
Through Christ
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we can only, Lord, be united with you through Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we know that Jesus prayed for us, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we know that in the 17th chapter of John, he offered a prayer, that intercessory prayer on our behalf, dear God. Lord, he realized, Lord, that he was one with you, dear Father. And, Lord, he died that we might be one in him, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Christ Jesus, our Savior.
Amen.
We pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to your word, to obey all of your word that we might be united in Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to abide in Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord, to abide in your word, dear God. Lord, that we would not come up short, dear God, of all that you have commanded for us to be and all that you have commanded for us to do, that we might be, Lord, this peculiar people, dear God,
Amen.
Zealous of good works.
We thank you, Lord, for your word this day. And we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, Lord, to just continue, Lord, to meditate in it, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that we cannot make it, dear God, without Christ Jesus in this world. And, oh, Lord, he is our only hope of salvation. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to obey all of the word that was preached today. Help us, Lord, to rehearse it in our hearts, dear Father. Help us, dear God, to abide in it, dear Lord. Help us, Lord, to know, Lord, that we cannot please you, Lord, except we obey your word. Jesus said that we are his friends if we do whatsoever he has commanded. And how can we ever be united in him if we don't want to be his friends? Wow. Help us, Lord, to want to obey all of your word, dear Amen. Father, in all things, dear God. Help us, Lord, help our hearts and our thoughts, Lord, not to be turned aside by things of this world Amen. Or by the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. Wow. For truly, Lord, we want to be obedient children, Praise dear God, in thee. Amen. And only in that way can we be united in Christ Jesus. For we know, Lord, that Jesus was obedient, Lord, even unto you, even to the cross, dear God. And so, Lord, help us, dear God, Father, to be united in Christ Jesus, Lord, that we might be the children of our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Thank you, dear Lord, for your word. Amen. Thank you, dear Lord, for all that our hearts have received this day. Help us, Lord, to walk in your word and to be thankful, Lord, for every part of your word, Lord,
Amen.
And to be obedient, even as obedient children, Lord, that we might be the prepared people that you're calling for us to be. Lord, this we ask in the name of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, dear Father. We pray, Lord, you will continue to bless her, touch her, strengthen her, dear God. We thank you, dear God, Lord, for truly, dear Father, this woman of God is a blessing to us, dear Father. As she brings your word, Lord, which strengthens us, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, you continue to be with her. Bless her. Keep her in your care, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee. Bless us, dear God. Help us, dear God, to obey all of your word. And truly, Lord, we will give you the glory. Father, if there are any souls, dear God, who have not surrendered all, even as the song poet said, dear God, if there are any, dear God, who have not surrendered all to thee, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue to speak to hearts, dear God. Speak to their hearts, Lord, that they might receive full salvation, dear God, and know, Lord, the glory, Lord, that is to be had just by abiding in thee. And truly, Lord, we thank you, Lord, once again for what you have given to us this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
God.
Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you. Bless the Lord. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves?
Praise God. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
This is Blake. I truly thank the Lord for being here today.
Amen.
For the message.
Amen.
You know, thank the Lord for the song that Millicent brought, because I realized, you know, early on, I had to learn that how to surrender all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I continue to walk with the Lord. As the Lord said, he that walketh in the light, as he is in the light, mm-hmm. he hath fellowship one with another, and the blood of Christ cleanses you from all sins.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And so it took time. It wasn't something that just happened all at one place as you received the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
I was a believer, but it took time to get to
Right.
So you have to continue in the Lord.
Right.
Salvation isn't just, you know, you get it, and you're at the peak of everything all at once. But that didn't mean I was running around sin.
No,
that
no.
That just meant that I was still growing.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
If you're still running around sin, well, you're not doing anything.
No. Right. Exactly.
No.
Amen.
But you were still growing and
Amen.
Surrendering
Amen.
More. And as you
Amen.
Fall, more light on your path.
You walk in it.
Walk in it. That's right.
That's right.
And then you can receive the Holy Ghost and have full salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
And I just wanted to share that so those that maybe have given their life to the or still that phone has something to say to them.
Absolutely. Amen.
Find yourself not all the way there. Get some growth.
Amen.
We all haven't made it yet.
No.
We're getting stronger and more.
Stronger.
Amen.
That's right.
The more you hear the word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Brother Byron. So true. So true. Amen. Yes, Sister Lawrence. He makes it plainer. Bless the Lord.
Yeah, it came back home. This speaker alluded to. I wanted to go up in there and the back started twisting. I said, boy, you see, it's a little turning out. I didn't put my foot on that gas, the car ripped. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes, he does. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you. That's right. We can see God is working every day. Bless him. That's right. Amen. Daily those with benefits. Amen. Big or small.
Amen.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be material.
Amen.
Yes. Just,
time. Brother Jackson has said it too. It takes time to be holy. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sister Holmes?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking when the message was going on how the Lord has blessed me to be one of his children.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken the natural part and remembered my dad telling me what to do. And I didn't get so many whippings as the others, my sisters and brothers, because I followed what he said. And when I found out that God comes first, I stayed with the Lord and became a Christian. And I want to thank the Lord for that. I didn't get much punishment in the natural sense, because I obeyed my parents, and that gave me a learning of holiness with the Bible and God's Word.
Amen.
And that helped me.
Amen.
First.
Amen. Okay, first.
Yes.
Amen. Sister Carol said,
you know, I had to learn. I was about 5 or 6 years old, starting. But I didn't disobey my parents. So when I say my father, more because he was the one that was leading me and our children, my sisters and brothers. But I noticed that they got more whippings, but I didn't understand. But now I did.
Amen.
When I entered the Bible.
Amen. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. And Sister Carol said that in long years of life by honoring your father and mother.
Amen.
Amen.
And a honoring God.
Amen.
Those are just the promises in God's word.
Would say, hold your hand out to my sisters and brothers because they were getting punished for not doing what they were told. I can't remember what the situation was other than they didn't obey.
Amen.
And I wanted to get. So I was by myself, but I wasn't getting the whipping. And that's what I like.
That's what. Amen. That's what Sister Holmes. I wasn't getting the whippings, and that's what I like. Amen. Amen. It's don't you find as a child of God, it's so much better to be obedient.
Oh yes.
So much. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Many stripes, that's right. And that's right. Amen.
Exactly.
Praise God. Amen. Well, our meditation scripture in the bulletin is Isaiah 12, 3, verses, chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted.
Amen.
Amen. With joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Choir rehearsal following morning service. Food pantry service this Saturday, January 27th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Please pray for this work and Brother Byron Johnson delivering the Word of God. The budget meeting will be held Saturday, February 3rd, beginning at 9 a.m. here at the church for the Finance Committee, Trustee Committee, and Head